Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, June 19th, 2026. Happy Juneteenth. President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation in 1863 wasn't immediately enforced in states under Confederate control, including Texas. So on this day in 1865, 2,000 Union troops arrived in Galveston Bay to announce that enslaved Black people in the state were free by executive decree. The Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture estimates that there were more than 250,000 slaves in Texas at the time, and they say Juneteenth has been celebrated as an Independence Day since then. So happy Juneteenth, and if you're looking for something to do, there are some events on the ActivateMaine.org calendar. There's no good way to transition to this next story, so I will just hand it over to Jay.
Hi, my name is Jay Echeverria. I'm working alongside community members who are organizing a vigil and song for Cohen Wiley. Cohen is a one-year-old who was murdered by police in Mississippi on Monday, June 14th. We will be holding the vigil on Sunday, June 21st at 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. At 7:30 p.m., we will start the vigil in downtown Belfast on the corner of Main and High Street with a protest. Please bring signs and noisemakers. And then at 8 p.m., we will do a silent walk to the Boathouse Beach, which is at the bottom of Chicken Hill, now called Steamboat Landing. When we are at the beach, we will make little nature rafts and put intentions and prayers for Cohen Wiley, Cohen Wiley's family, and the over 567 people who have been murdered by police so far this year. And at 8:30 p.m., we will light the candles and put the rafts out into the ocean and sing songs of love and care and solidarity with Cohen Wiley and Cohen Wiley's family. We invite any and all community members to join us, and we acknowledge that there is a lot of media out there that has varying messages, but from what Cohen Wiley's mother's experience was, she was in the car, her friend went into Walmart, bought some diapers, and then the police attacked them. She tried to show the police that she had a child in the car when they started getting aggressive, and they shot and killed her child. Her child is a one-year-old baby, and due to the immense tragedy of this loss, we would like to gather together as community to show love, care, and solidarity. So one more time, we will start the protest at 7:30 p.m. at the corner of Main and High Street. We hope to see you there.
Thanks, Jay. And again, that vigil is happening in Belfast Sunday evening. Cohen Wiley was killed last Sunday in Senatobia, Mississippi, leading to outrage and protests in the area. The Mississippi Free Press reports that police have used tear gas this week to dispense protesters. Peninsula Pride kicks off this weekend in Blue Hill. Quote, Peninsula Pride invites the community to a full week of celebration beginning Saturday, June 20th, with events spanning faith, art, music, and the annual Pride Festival and Parade in downtown Blue Hill. All events are free and all ages are welcome. On Saturday, June 20th, the day opens with an interfaith service at St. Francis by the Sea Episcopal Church. It's on Hinckley Ridge Road at 10:30 a.m. All ages welcome. The annual Pride Festival starts at 11 at the First Congregational Church parking lot on Tenney Hill, featuring vendors, free food, music, dancing, arts and crafts, and nonprofit booths offering education and resources. And inside the Congregational Church, portraits from Americans Who Tell the Truth, that's Rob Shetterly's series, will be on display throughout the festival. The parade steps off at 2 p.m. from the same location, traveling through downtown Blue Hill, looping at the post office parking lot, and ending at the Devil's Half Acre for dancing and refreshments. And then on Monday, there will be a queer art lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Blue Hill Public Library, co-sponsored by the library and Peninsula Pride. There's also going to be an all-ages drag party the following weekend. You can get details on all of those events at peninsulapride.me. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.